Okay. Can you give me your full name?
You mean mine?
Yes.
Edward.
Edward?
Everett. E-V-E-R-E-T-T.
That's a good name.
Yeah.
You ever know where it came from? Or?
No, never did. Huh?
Were you named after your father?
No.
Cool.
No, my dad was named Ira.
Ira.
Yeah.
Ira.
Yeah, and his daddy was named Barry.
Yeah.
Now my dad's father, my grandpa, and another one, Uncle Ira, they the ones that came into this country and started all the cooties.
Really?
And two boys.
Yeah.
They all had big families and all boys.
Uh-huh.
And so there's a bunch of them. They started out of South Carolina, came down through Georgia, Alabama, in Mississippi, and then got over into Texas and wound up here. There was three of them coming, but one died, and he's buried in Trinity River Bottom over there.
Yeah.
Somewhere. Don't any of us know where it was.
Can I ask a favor? Would you mind me turning that? Now your father was born where, may I ask?
My dad was born down on Hickory Branch,
uh-huh.
Out from Longville.
I see. That's how far from here, now?
Oh, about 20 miles, 25, something like that.
It was in this parish, though?
Yeah. But at that time, it was old Calcasieu.
Calcasieu, yeah.
Yeah, and they divided it in 1913.
Uh-huh.
And made Beauregard out of this part of it, and that part stayed Calcasieu.
I see.
So,
okay. Now, your birthplace was right?
Was right here.
You said you were born, what, Catty Corner where?
Yeah, Catty Corner over here about, less than three quarters of a mile.
Across the field?
Yeah, across the woods there and timber.
So you say you were born in where? Then where?
We'd have to call it DeRidder. Because that's our post office.
Okay. All right. But the community was?
Well, back yonder, even before I remember, there was an old Hudson River log camp right here,
mm-hmm.
in what's called Longacre. And it's a Longacre community through this area. That's how come that sign on the road down there.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
And the dress here is
Route 1 to Ritter.
So your birthplace, would you say, was Longacre?
Well, awful close to it, anyhow.
Yeah. Right. Now. Can you tell me about your occupation, what you've done since you were a young boy and growing up?
Well, we was born on the farm, and Dad had two old mules that he plowed and worked to the wagon, and we didn't have a whole lot of ground that we worked, but we worked enough to make all we could eat and a little bit to get by. Grew enough cotton to make a bale or two of cotton every year, and
yeah.
To buy a